Let's talk about hard money refinancing in the world of self-storage today. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. And the Quick Start Academy houses the training that I offer, both paid for and free courses. And you can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Now, why in the world would anyone even consider using a hard money loan to refinance a self-storage facility? Well, for some, it might not be as far-fetched as it sounds. So let's go back in time. Let's go back to 2017-2018. Now, I'm going to totally make these numbers up, but these are, you know, similar or real numbers we've used on a number of value-add plays we were doing at that time. So let's say that in 2017, kind of mid to late 2017, you purchased 25,000 square feet of self-storage on 5 acres, 4 acres, and you paid $2.2 million. And it had some parking on it, and it had 25,000 square feet of storage. The storage was 85-88% kind of occupied. At that time, the storage was bringing in $250,700 of income off the storage at 85-88% occupancy, and the parking was generating about $31,500. Now, as we often do in this deal, fictitious deal, you are going to replace the parking with a climate control building, put up about 25,000 square feet of climate control, have a 50,000 square foot project when you're done. And in essence, you are going to replace that $31,500 of parking income with $297,000 once you hit, let's say, 88% stabilized occupancy. Why? Well, because climate control rents in that market were running at about $1,325 a square foot at that time. So when you were done with your value add play, the deal would look something like this. Gross potential income, $588,200. That's the existing storage plus the new storage. 88% occupancy, you'd have income of around $517,616. You would estimate your operating expenses back then, let's say at 40%, $207,046. So you would have a $310,570 NOI. Now, I know your numbers may have been different. You may have had a different expense ratio. We use 40%. Why? Well, because we had employees, they had health insurance for the full-time people, 401ks for the full-time people, and it was costing us around 40 to 42% to run our facilities at that time, over 50,000 square feet. You may argue with the 88%. That's what we were using in 2017 in stabilized occupancy. So this is how I would have underwritten the deal and how I underwrote deals like this in 2017. Now, the banks back then would have taken my numbers, run their own performa, but they would have looked at this and they would have said, we'll give you a 4% interest rate, and we're going to use a 5.5% cap rate to determine future value. Had I been in a tier one city, that might have been 5% or 5.25%. But in the markets we were in, and many of the people who are watching this are in, at that time, it would have been around 5.5%. So if you take that NOI that I had, value it at 5.5, the bank would have said this deal, when you're finished, is going to be worth $5,646,720. 5.6, 5.7 is what it would be worth when we're done. Let's look at what we had in the deal. Acquisition of $2.2 million. Expansion costs at that time were about $55 a square foot for us, so we would have budgeted in $1.5, $1.6 million. So we'd have about $3.76 to $3.8 in the deal. And let's look at the numbers below the net operating income. We had a $310,570 NOI. Our debt service at 4% on a 75% loan to value, it had been about $178,620. Net cash flow, $142,302. Return on investment on that 25% down would have been 15%. Now, for us, that's a deal we would have done all day long, and we did a lot of deals like that. Now, what happened to us was I was involved in two brands, and we ended up selling both of those brands between 2018 and 2020. We ended up selling both of them. Many of the value-add projects we were involved in went in those sales. The buildings were up, we were in lease-up, and they were gone. Call it divine timing, the universe watching, I don't know. I wish I was in some of those deals now. Still in a few, but a lot less. But that's a typical deal we would have done in 2017, early part of 2018. Let's look at what could have happened to us and what has happened to a lot of people I know. Now, during that time period, 2018 to 2023, inflation has played a major role in the economics of our projects. From September 2023 back to September 2022, inflation's been 3.7%. Now, that's actually workable, and you can live with that if you're in a stabilized project. But in 2022 was 8%. Inflation in 2021 was 4.7%. And kind of from the 2018 to 2022-ish, mid-22, inflation really averaged close to 5%. Now, let's go back in time now. We're at end of 2017, 2018. Let's say it takes you 6 months to a year to get your entitlements for your expansion, which often happened with us. Let's say that it took another 10 months to a year to build, which often happened to us. And then COVID hit, then inflation hit. I know a lot of people who were doing value-add plays during those times that their lease-up was slower than they anticipated. They really didn't have any rent increases in the first two, maybe into the year three, because they're in lease-up, and they're having to offer rent concessions. Their operating expenses went up at a much faster clip than they thought. And I know a lot of people who, once they hit stabilization, their NOIs are less than, you know, in some cases up to 10% less than what they had projected that they would be. So let's look at this scenario. 10% doesn't sound like much, but let's look at what a 10% hit on your net operating income actually could look like on a value add play that's the loans coming due in the next few months. So in this deal, if your NOI was $310,570 and you miss by 10%, you'd be under $300,000, but let's just use $300,000. Let's say your NOI was $300,000, 9.7% or so less than what you had projected. Well, in today's world, the banks are saying, okay, your loan's due, you owe 2.65, and your interest rate going forward is 7.7%, and we're using a 7 cap to put a value on your property. So on the property that you thought was worth 5.6 to 5.7, the bank is telling you it's now worth $4,285,174. That's a 7 cap on $300,000 NOI. And by the way, your loan payoff is 2.6, but with a 1.25 debt coverage ratio, the maximum we can really loan you today is about 2.4 to 2.45 million. A classic cash-in refi that happens all the time today. So if you're out and about and you see self-storage operators and owners who look like deer caught in the headlights, this might be one of the reasons why. They're dealing with a refi, and the world has changed on them. What to do? Well, I'm not advocating it, but I do know people who use hard money loans. So a hard money loan, yes, you pay a lot for it. You'll pay 12%, 13% interest. But hard money loans are designed for riskier deals and short-term money. And for many, that might be where we are right now. I know people who use hard money loans to refi property. I know one person who uses his own money to buy below market property. Then he'll do the value add play. Then he'll put a hard money loan on it and then put that property on the market and take that hard money loan and go do the next deal. I know other people who use the hard money loan to do their value add play, then put their property on the market. I'm not advocating you use hard money, but I'm saying this is a tool that you can put in your briefcase and pull out, because one of the benefits of hard money is they typically don't have all the loan covenants that a bank's going to have, like the prepayment penalties and the debt coverage ratio and the stress test that you're going to have to put on them. So if you're banging up and having hassles with banks, and all of us are right now, this is just one potential tool in your bag you can pull out and analyze to see if it helps solve your particular situation at any given moment. If you've got to pay investors back to get them out of a deal at the end of a value add play, but you've lost a lot of the value due to the 7 caps that the banks are going to be using, perhaps a hard money loan might be a temporary solution for you. I don't know, but don't overlook it. I know a number of people who are using them today. I've not used one, but I'm not opposed to using it. And I would look seriously at it if I'm in one of these cash-in refi situations that many people find themselves in today. Like all debt, use with caution, but it could be a temporary solution for where you might be at the moment. Hard money is just one of the tools that we use today as we play the game of self-storage. So go out and play the game of self-storage and have fun doing it. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is the financial analysis modeling tool we use specifically designed for self-storage. You can plug in hard money loans compared to bank loans and see what the difference is and see if it might be something that could work for you. If you're using Excel, great. I invite you to look at the Storage World Analyzer. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Click the Storage World Analyzer tab or go straight to storageworldanalyzer.com. Thank you very much. See you next week.